the excellencies of the one having called us out from darkness into his marvelous light. The word there, marvelous, it's amazing. It's astonishing. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And now I'm just like the guy we were talking about at the beginning, sitting here looking at it, going, well, that's nice for you, Jesus, having overcome, but what about me? When it says we're supposed to be proclaiming the excellencies because we've been delivered from darkness into his marvelous light. Light. What light? Well, seems like we've been here a few times over the past few months. Over in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, Paul says that God has shined into our hearts the radiance of the reflection of the knowledge of God contained in the face of Christ Jesus. Now, I know we've talked about it, but don't let those words just run by you. Think about what Paul's saying. Think about Jesus. Are you? Okay. He ascended on high, led captivity captive. He was brought in before the throne of God. He is seated at the right hand of the majestic majesty in the very throne of the God of the universe. Think of the descriptions that you've read in Scripture about people trying to look at God. Think about what happened with Paul on the road to Damascus when he encountered Jesus. There was so much light there that he couldn't see till Ananias came and prayed for him later on in Damascus, right? That's the light. Think about the light that is shining out from the face of Jesus. And as you look at him, that light is being shined not just on you, into you. This is some powerful light, right? Mark, I don't get it. I don't see no light. Okay? Again, when we use the word accurately, horao, it means to see with the mind, right? If you probably saw that light physically, you'd probably wind up just like Paul. You wind up somebody having to come pray for you while you stumbled around not being able to see, okay? However, just like Jesus said in third chapter of John, talking to Nicodemus, he said that being born from above, you have the ability, and I'm changing it out of the negative, just leaving the negative off, putting it in the positive, you have the ability to see the kingdom with your mind. You have the ability to eis erkomai, to enter into the kingdom with the thoughts coming into mind, right? So that means that you had the ability to allow Jesus to shine the knowledge of God into you out from his face. Paul wasn't writing this letter like some professor teaching a subject. He was sharing with us his experience. Got it? And what he said is, he used like us, not just me, like I got it, you don't. He said, shining into us from the face of Christ Jesus shining into our hearts, the knowledge of God. And this knowledge goes on to say, so that the power may be of God and not of us. And right before power is one of my other favorite words, right? Hyperbolo. Well, that's surpassing. Well, what's that? Well, that's exceeding. Well, what's that? Well, that's transcending. Well, what's that? To exceed the limits of physical reality or human knowledge. I meditate on that almost every day, and it just gets better and better and better and better. Well, I don't see it. I know it's a faith thing, but I think we'll get there if we want to, because it's written in the book, which means these words are true. Y'all missed a marvelous opportunity. These words are true. Let me tell you, these words are true. These words are true. And Paul said, this stuff gets shined into you. And this is not just normal light. This light contains information. You know, we talk about the computer thing, and it travels at the speed of light, and everything is made up of a one and a zero. How does that work? I don't know, and you probably don't either. What? Yeah. The idea is simply it conveys knowledge at the speed of light. Well, we're talking about light that actually contains knowledge. We're talking about something that is, quote, heavy. We could have gone over into later down in the fourth chapter, the 17th verse, but we won't. Okay. This is heavy stuff. It's being shined into you, this knowledge of God, that it gives you the power that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge, and it's being shined down into us. That's the light that we're talking about. The next verse says, we have this treasure in jars of clay, earthen vessel, that the power, again, that is hyperbole, may be of God and not of us. I guess so. God's power exceeds physical reality and human knowledge. It is not normally perceived by the senses. Faith is a substance that's formed in us in thoughts, and we go through this over and over again. You can't see a thought. Every single man, woman, child on the planet has one, but you can't see it. You can see yours, but you can't see mine. The way I communicate mine to you predominantly is through words. And the more accurate my words are, the more the communication takes place. So these words that Paul is writing out, he is using these words to express what he has actually experienced and says, you can have this too.